The Valley's country leader, New Camel at 107.9. Nina, it is that time. Guess who we have on the phone? It's Brett Eldridge.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Who this?
Who this is?
This is Brett Eldridge. How you doing?
What's up, Brett? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Man, it's so good to be on the show with you guys. I'll tell you what.
We're going to get in a I tell you what off.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I haven't done that in a long time. I don't know if I've ever done that.
I explained to Nico that obviously you two haven't met. He's new on the show. I'm like, he is awesome. Brett Eldridge is so weird, so
great.
Wonderful, and he's got a dog that is pretty much his, like, you'd be a duo if Edgar was a person.
My Batman and Robin, right?
Exactly. How are you? Where are you? How's life right now? What's going on?
I'm traveling on the road right now. Life is perfect. I really can't complain. I'm getting ready to start my own headline tour, so I'm kind of just feeling good about everything.
That's Woo. Full circle, because I talk about this a lot, how I remember years ago, Brett Eldridge was like baby artist, and now he's headlining and having, you know, Christmas shows out in Vegas and a Christmas album. We're just really happy for you.
Well, thank you. I can't believe it sometimes, but it's happening somehow.
We're also very jealous of you.
Yeah.
We were just checking out your Instagram, and you were in Greece recently.
Oh, yeah.
So Brett Eldridge's life is going pretty okay right now.
Yeah, you know, when I'm not traveling for work, I'm traveling for fun and experience, and that's the way I like to kind of live, is just getting out of my element sometimes and getting lost somewhere, and it's just a fun experience to see different cultures and everything.
Nice. Yeah, you can say you travel for pleasure. That's fine.
Yeah, I travel for pleasure, for sure.
You deserve it. I've seen you, you know, you work really hard, and I think a lot of people only see, like, the playtime on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you do, and speaking of playtime, you post a lot about Edgar, and I keep bringing Edgar back because Nico brought his dog in to help with the interview today.
Really?
He's here right now. His name is Braxton.
No way.
Braxton, speak. Oh, he's so shy. Oh. He's in front of the microphone.
Yeah, some people get stage fright. It's just a thing. You know?
Oh, yeah. His little puppy parts shriveled up, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that's never good.
Okay.
All right, we'll try that later.
Okay.
Brett, tell us more about what's going on.
I'm bringing the heat. What I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, it's called the Long Way Tour. I get to really make all the rules, which is exciting. You know, I've been on some incredibly huge tours, but, you know, you only get 45 minutes, and now I'm fortunate enough to have several hits, and all I get to really play in the 45 minutes is all my hits, and I don't get to tell the stories as much, and I don't get to really tell the stories, and I also play the songs that weren't on the radio yet or ever on the radio, but people love those songs more than any songs, you know, so we get more time to really give more of my story, and that's what I'm excited about.
I love that. And
yeah.
A lot of people listening right now and know you and other artists too, about when they put an album out, of course you get the singles out, you know, Mean to Me, Lose My Mind, Drunk on Your Love. Those are the ones that get played. But there's like a song, for me, it's you and Thomas Rhett, You Can't Stop Me, which is a jam.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Yeah, are you going to do that one, do you think?
I might.
Yes.
You know, I might do a lot of different songs, you know, different nights. I kind of want to make it, you never know what I'm going to play that night. You know, it's like, sometimes I might play that, sometimes I'm going to play something else.
You heard it here first. Exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Love it.
So does it still get you, Brett, when you're like rocking out on stage and you pull off the mic a little bit and you hear the entire crowd singing every word to every song?
Yeah. I just posted something actually the other day from that experience. Exactly. I let the crowd sing, and I didn't have to let them. They just do it. You know, it's like crazy feeling. I put the microphone on the crowd and they're just singing every word, and all these fireflies are dancing with their lights up, and it's just a weird feeling. It's a crazy experience, especially when you write these songs in a room, you know, one other person telling the story and the inspiration and all that, and all of a sudden thousands and thousands and thousands of people are out there singing every word to it, and it's a crazy moment. I love it.
Boom.
I love it. I can't wait till, Nico, you get to see this live, and when you see and you meet Brett Eldridge. He's a fantastic little human. He's not even little, but he's a fantastic human.
I've known you for a long time now.
I know. It's really great to see your star shining. I remember going to my boss's office, and I'm like, why isn't Brett Eldridge a star yet? And he's like, I'll never forget, tall man. He's now in San Antonio. He goes,
that's right.
He's got to have some hits, Nina. He's got to get some hits. And you do. And it's fantastic.
Now we got him. Thank God.
Brett, we love you very much. We would love for you to be out here right now, but don't skip any shows.
Okay. And, good luck with the tour, man. Yes. It sounds exciting, and can't wait to catch you sometime.
Yeah, y'all got to come out. Let me know. We will have some fun.
Absolutely.
We love you. Bye, Brett.
Love y'all. See ya.